The ZM Podcast Network.
After party. After party.
Hi everybody, welcome to Bree and Clint's After Party, which is just Bree. No, Clint. I'm Clint.
Bree's
here.
Who are you?
And you?
Hello.
And
I'm
you.
Also Bree.
What's up?
And we're all Bree. What's that button that you just did?
I just made a new intro. Just
wait, I'm
a new intro
on the fly.
Oh. If there's a new intro, I want a new intro.
And now you can talk.
Whoa.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Bree and Clint After Party.
Oh my gosh, it feels like I went down a tunnel.
That's my special skill, just saying things at the right time. But not the right thing, just saying things.
Oh, okay, right, talking about saying things.
Yeah.
You're in a magazine in New Zealand.
Oh yeah, I was.
You did an article.
Mm.
I would like to say the photo shoot, very cool.
Thank you.
Harry Styles vibes, I see.
Mm.
Yep.
Mm. I was definitely channeling Harry on the cover of Harry's House.
Right, yeah. And you know what? It worked.
Did it?
Yeah.
Is that the one with
cool.
the pants?
Yes.
The big pants?
Yes.
On the pink?
I'm a big pants era.
Did they tell you to do that? Or was that you being like, this is the vibe?
They have what's called like a... So this is my limited modelling experience, and this is what I found out. They send you like a mood board of what they're thinking beforehand.
Oh, that's cool.
With a bunch of like shots from other photo shoots and famous people. Like there was a picture of like Robert De Niro and a picture of Prince and a picture
of
all shot by this one photographer. And they're like, this is the mood.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do this? And I was like, no, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
And then you just make it up.
Nice. Do you get to pick the photos? Or like have a say?
A little bit. There's like these are the they go here's the 15 photos that we like.
Yeah.
Let us know 7 to 10 that you're happy with, and then we will choose 4 or 5 of those to use.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But should I look old in those photos?
No,
look fresh.
Like I thought I looked.
Really?
I don't know. I just saw like old man face, like old man skin.
Like, oh,
I really enjoyed
dad.
It. I really enjoyed it. But
yeah.
There's other pictures too that weren't in there. That
you're gonna put them on your wall.
No, but I'm definitely going to post them because
cool.
I think they're good. But also, if I don't post them, no one will ever see them.
True.
So, like, what's the point? What was the point of me wearing all of these expensive clothes and standing in a fancy studio? What's the point if I don't?
You're fun.
Post them.
If you don't get a new LinkedIn profile picture out of it, what was the point?
I do need a new LinkedIn profile picture.
What's your current one?
I haven't been on my own LinkedIn for about 5 years.
Yeah, barely is it. Let's have a look.
Linked.
Done. Ugh, I don't even have it on my phone.
I don't know what mine is.
I'll just open up my app. Oh, mine's a selfie. I probably should update
We're very lucky in our industry that we don't need to link in very much. Or maybe we do. That could be like a cursed thing that I've said.
Is that why it's called LinkedIn? Link, you link
because you're LinkedIn.
And,
linking with others.
Oh, my photo's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I've got a photo.
Who is that? You look like a horse girl.
I got a fringe and I look really...
That is not a professional photo. That should not be what represents you to the business community.
Well, okay.
If you looked like that, it would be great. It's got a nice like blurred background and she's in focus and well lit.
It's but it's I look like
you don't look like that.
No. Yeah, okay. I should have gone to get a photo with you, Claude. We had the chance to get some LinkedIn professional photos.
Oh, we had a new ZM photo. So this photo shoot that Alice is talking about, which if you haven't seen the photos, it's not going to make a lot of sense. But the photos are on my Instagram. You can go and see them on there. The day before that, we had another photo shoot for ZM.
Yeah.
So it was like a double photo shoot week. And they said to the producers, we want you guys to be in a photo. And Ella's body went
just
stiff.
Just curled up.
It's like she got rigor mortis. She was just like, I do not want to be in the photo.
Was I standing next to you?
Yes. Were you? You were behind me.
I blacked out. Oh, were you sitting? You were sitting. Oh, shit. It was all
we had a big team photo.
They were like, come and do individual photos. And I'm like, there's a reason I work in radio. As soon as the camera's pointed at my face, I freeze up. But I was like, this is my one chance. So I buzzed up and I did it.
Yeah.
And then Ella should have come with me. She didn't.
Oh, you had a solo by yourself, but Ella didn't do it.
Nah.
I was like, come on, let's go. And she's like, no, I will not do it.
It is so uncomfortable having your photo taken.
You're very good at it. And I know you've had experience and you have to be. If you want a good photo, you need to suck it up and just do it.
It's just from years of having to have my photo taken. So every year, that article was about the fact that I've been doing radio for 18 years.
Crazy.
And every year of doing that, you've had to have a photo shoot.
Yeah, true.
You know? So that's 18 photo shoots minimum.
Yeah.
But if you put the photos in order, it would be like you could animate it, like the stiffness, the awkwardness. You could like flip through them of me being awkward, 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 slightly more relaxed, slightly more relaxed, slightly more relaxed, starting to find a cool pose. Oh, we're into a cool pose. Here we go.
Yeah.
And then from here, from this 18-year point, I reckon it goes back up the awkward side.
Oh,
where
you
it's
reckon?
Like, oh, he's too old to be wearing those clothes. Oh, what's he doing? No. What's he doing in this photo?
Now what do I do with my hands?
It was so crazy though watching you and Bree do it, because you just know, you do know the pose that works for you. And
you have to let go. You have to let go, otherwise it's not going to work.
Yeah. And you were just like, you can do like a good smile laugh photo.
Let's see what the photos are that come out from that shoot. So the other fun fact that we haven't talked about is the day that we did that photo shoot, Brie was like, I don't feel very good.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, shit. Well, let's just get through this and then we'll be done. And the photographer's like, can you guys just push your faces next to each other? We're going to use a fisheye lens, but literally put your cheek against her cheek and squish your face into each other. I was like, yeah, we can do that. And then, no shit, 12 hours later, Brie sends through a positive COVID test.
And you survived.
Oh. Look at you now.
Yeah.
You're all good.
You've definitely made it past the point of getting it.
Yeah. I'm thriving. I'm surviving.
Did you guys, as... like growing up, did you ever have family photo shoots?
Yeah.
My family did the classic 90s, everyone's in white and denim.
No.
Fuck yes.
Family.
Fuck yeah. Full awkward family photo vibes.
We did it twice. It was so fun.
Oh, we won like a, like, do you know red photography? Anyway,
did you do
something.
The autumn leaves one?
No, I was in a
white
white studio.
Yeah, white studio, and I cried in the car. I literally cried back then before we went in. Awful. That's it.
I remember loving it, and then suddenly I just started hating it. But that photo shoot was so good. We were like at our house in our white and denim.
You would have thought you guys were Skux as.
Oh, we were Skux as. It was so cute.
That's fun, though. Yeah. That's like a fun memory that you guys have.
Do you, now that you have kids, Clint, do you do like... yearly family photos to see your kids
lots of people do.
Yeah, it's like
we haven't. We might, but we haven't. Yeah. My wife hates photos.
Oh, okay.
And if we organised it, Tui probably wouldn't want to do it on the day.
Mm.
But she likes having photos sometimes, but then sometimes she doesn't.
It'll just be you and Maggie playing up for the camera.
Which I'm keen for.
Maggie singing some Taylor.
Yeah.
Bangs, boys, boy.
Anyway, there'll be a new Brie and Clint photo shoot coming out soon, so you can see the photos that I'm talking about.
Excited.
And one of the people in the photo shoot has COVID and they don't know it
yet. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if you
well
want to see my Harry Styles photos, they're on my Instagram.
Drop the tag.
Oh yeah, at Harry Styles.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
What?
See you guys tomorrow. Bye. Play. ZM's Brand Clint on Insta, Facebook, TikTok, and live weekdays from 3 on ZM. Feed by KFC. Get the full menu delivered to your door with the KFC app. Play ZM. One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me, okay? You're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.